Folk Nation's Nagaland Residency Day 1. It's a beautiful sunny morning in Calcutta, and we're speeding our way through the morning rush hour on our way to the airport. It looks a little chaotic to the outside eye. The brightly coloured yellow and blue ambassador taxis, rickshaws, bicycles with pots and pans and water hanging off every angle, people walking against the flow of traffic, and a flexible approach to what appears to be lanes. Driving here seems to be 95% horn, 5% manoeuvre, and at first it seems a little chaotic and cacophonous, but after a while you begin to adjust, and it's the honks of the horns, which you may hear during this recording, seem to just be people letting others know that they're approaching, and it, after a while it becomes to be something like a bird song of this city as it awakes. The reason we're here is a Folk Nations residency. Folk Nations is a three-year British Council project which brings together the best of the UK's folk and roots musicians to work with their Indian counterparts. And I'm here with six musicians from across the UK who are going to be working on a two-week residency with eight or nine musicians from the northeast region of India, primarily located in Nagaland, which is a semi-independent state in the northeast of India. We're currently on our way to the airport to catch a flight to Coimbra to meet with our northeast counterparts after having arrived in Delhi with Richard James, the former Gorky Zygotic Monkey bass player and singer-songwriter, and also Gareth Pinella, who goes under the name of the Gentle Good. The three of us met up in Heathrow Airport and caught a flight into Delhi, and then connected into Calcutta, where we met up with Dipti Rao, who's the British Council person on the ground organising the residency, and also Rob Harbron and Miranda Rutter, and James Findlay, and also Jarlath Henderson, Piper, who's now based in Scotland. We all met up and yesterday shared a few tunes and a few common things, did a quick press interview, and then had a gig in the Park Hotels, someplace else venue, a fantastic event which managed to bring together some of the common threads of the UK folk scene. The residency proper kicks off today when we catch our flight and arrive up in Nagaland and meet up with the northeast Indian counterparts, and then we have a few days to work on shared material before playing at the fantastic Hornbill Festival in Nagaland. Hornbill Festival is a celebration of Naga culture, and it's become a bit of a tourist beacon, and the assembled band will be playing there on the 9th of December. So very much looking forward to that residency, and also to introducing you to each of the musicians in turn. So I think I'm going to sign out for today, and we'll be back in touch soon. So